Leading the news, Palestinian officials say an Israeli strike in a busy market in Gaza has killed at least 17 people and wounded 160. Earlier, the UN accused Israel of shelling another UN-run school housing refugees in Gaza. 16 people were killed and dozens of others were injured in that attack. The Ukrainian government spokesman says pro-Russian rebels have placed landmines on roads leading to the MH17 crash site. Australian and European monitors have been locked out of the area for 4 days now. The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, says the remains of up to 80 victims could still lie around the site, and she's continuing to lobby for access.
We have to remember there's a full-scale war going on. There's heavy weapons, artillery, missiles, the sides, and there are a number of sides, are fighting each other.
Athletics Australia has suspended head coach Eric Hollingsworth over his scathing attack on hurdles champ Sally Pearson. Hollingsworth accused the athlete of setting a bad example by not attending a training camp ahead of the Games. And the Immigration Minister Scott Morrison has hit back at claims by the Human Rights Commissioner that most of the children being held in detention on Christmas Island are sick. Mr Morrison says Gillian Triggs is not a doctor, and asylum seekers on the island are receiving adequate medical care.